Welcome to Honey, I'm Homeschooling the Kids, a podcast that steps into alternative education, parenting, and living a funner, fuller family life. I'm Robin, home educator, unschooling mom to two funny, eclectic kids, and we're here to create a space for families to listen, connect, learn from others, and be inspired. Join us every 2 weeks to hear interviews and tips from experts in learning, education, and parenting, and stories from families that are playing full out in the arena of life and education. World schooling, unschooling, alternative schooling, homeschooling, or just creating a whole new style of learning.
So I haven't recorded a personal episode in a while, and I thought I would now to catch listeners up on things that have been happening and what's coming up in the near future on the podcast as well. So like everyone does, we have had changes and transitions. This is my second year back to work. I've been working part-time aside from producing the podcast. And even though I do get to do some work from home, otherwise it does require a lot of travel from me because of my work. I've been working in a governance role in public education, and it's been a steep learning curve. It has been extremely interesting. It has been very frustrating at times, but has also been extremely rewarding. And I am happy to have had a chance to bring perspective and support to natural learning, unschooling, and homeschooling. And I hope to continue to do this within the next few years as well. It's been met with open arms, and I'm really, really happy to be able to continue to do that work and to support our local area. So we are obviously all a year older, and that, of course, brings transitions as well. My kids are older. My son is a teenager now. My daughter is now in her double digits. She turned 10. And of course, that comes naturally with new needs and wants and awareness. So it's been a bit of a transition, but it's been fun and it's been extremely enriching, sometimes overwhelming. Of course, with our travel, I'm not always home with my travel for work. So I do depend on my husband, and he still is and has always been an active part of our home learning journey. Our family is a team. Because our kids are also older, and we're going into our seventh year of home learning, of home education, or unschooling, however you want to call it. It's hard to give it a term. But, our kids are that much more independent and self-motivated, so it definitely makes it easier. But as well, we depend quite a bit on our family, and our family are a huge support for us, our extended family, grandparents, aunts, and uncles, and they really are an extension of our unschooling journey. And our kids spend a good amount of time with them as well. On this episode today, I actually wanted to share a personal story that I think some homeschooling and unschooling families have probably experienced themselves. Maybe they're going through this currently, or maybe it's something that might come up for them in the future. And then after I share this personal story or experience, then I want to share what I'm creating for this summer on the podcast as well. So my daughter, if you listen to this podcast, you'll probably recognize her from the introductions. When she says, enjoy the episode, she's a great part of this podcast. A couple months ago, halfway through the year, she came to me with something that I knew was on her mind and that she wanted to talk about. Attention. And she told me she would like to try school. She would like to try going to school. So actually, that's kind of what I did. After I gasped, I was like, what? Okay. And I listened to her, to what she had to say. And I did. I asked her why she is also considering this. But I have to admit, I'm sharing this with you because of all the emotions that went through me when she first said that she wanted to try going back to school. So I have to admit, at first, I took it personally. And I went through that whole list. That list? Do you guys have that list that comes up sometimes? That list of what have I done wrong? I thought, okay, I've gone back to work. Have I worked too much? Have I not been there for her enough? Or am I no longer creating a fun learning environment? Immediately, I thought of it as a problem that I wanted to fix. And then my brain started going into a different mode. Then I started thinking, what will people think? I have this podcast, Honey, I'm Homeschooling the Kids, talking about the joys of unschooling and homeschooling, and here my child wants to go back to school. What will people think in my community and in this community? You know, how am I going to be judged? It really, what it did was it brought back feelings of inadequacy. It did. And I'm just being completely honest as to that those were the feelings that I was feeling. So I let it settle. And, you know, I asked her, you know, how come you're thinking about going back to school? And she said, I want to play volleyball. Okay. All right. I get that. And then later, as we talked about it more, she said, there's a part of her that wants to be part of the social school scene. Okay. I understand that. You know, many of her friends go to school. Both her and her brother have a lot of homeschooling friends, but they also have a lot of school friends. They play a lot of sports. They do a lot of activities in the community. They also coach in the community. So, you know, they have a lot of friends that do go to school. And, you know, what came up that was really interesting, though, is after those voices calmed down a little bit, I actually spoke with my husband and I told him how I was feeling and I expressed my concerns and we talked about it. It was interesting to listen to his perspective as well, because when she spoke to him about it, she actually spoke to us separately, probably knowing that we would speak. And I think she wanted to get probably both of our understanding and reactions. And then we spoke about it together as a family. But my husband said that it gave him a different pause. He had his own fears. His fears were a little bit different. His fear was he started thinking about the things recently that he's been wanting to do with the kids that he's just been putting off for later. And then his first thought was, wow, their schedule is going to change. We won't have the freedom in the schedule if they go to school that we have now. I want to do those things now that I've been putting off. So that's an interesting perspective. The other thing that came up, the other part of the conversation that was really interesting that we realized that was great for both of us is that, you know, as much as we had some fears come up, after we realized that, you know what, this has been our goal for our family. Our goal is for our kids to have a voice in their education, for them to communicate about what they want, to talk about their needs, what they want in their learning journey. And this is exactly what my daughter was doing. She's telling me, this is mom, this is what I want. This is what I've been thinking about. This is what I feel that I need right now. And you know what? I'm really proud of her. And this is her taking charge and in her education and in her learning journey. And we told her we support her 100%. If this is what she wants to do, absolutely. We will support her in whatever she needs. But we also let her know that if she does change her mind at any time she goes back and she feels like she, you know, wants to come back to home learning, she can do that as well. We support her either way, whatever she chooses. So yes, I'm extremely proud of her. And it gave us a great change in perspective. It also had me thinking about Julie Bogart. And if you've had a chance, I interviewed Julie a little while ago on this show. It was a great interview. I really recommend you go back and listen to her interview. And we'd actually talked about this very thing, kids going back to school, because she had her own experiences with her kids going back to school. She had kids that wanted to go back to school, did, and stayed in school. She had her oldest son, Noah, who went back to school for a bit and then came back out again. And she tells all these stories, and she tells them really well, as Julie does on the episode. But we also talked about a specific comment that she had made that I remember, not on the show, on a different show, that I'd heard her say, and it really stuck out to me. And it was kind of a bit of an aha. She said, homeschooling is our journey or choice as a parent. It's our adventure. It's not our child's adventure. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, damn, that's right. This is our thing. But the interesting part of that is, we talk a lot in the community about giving our kids choice in their education, when really, you know, whether they go to school or not, really the first choice, it's really the parents' first choice, not necessarily the kids. Not in every single circumstance, but a lot of times it is. So, you know, I support my daughter in exercising her choice, and I want to try and keep my word to that as well. So it's been great learning perspective for us in our family. My daughter has later said that this is something she is not considering now. She is considering trying school in grade 7. So that's 2 years away. But then she's also said, as she thinks about it, it's not for sure. She just, you know, but it's a maybe. And either way, it doesn't matter. We support her, what she needs to do. The other important part of the conversation with my husband that came up as well is that, you know, going to school doesn't mean that we step back from our lifestyle choice, our home learning journey, our natural learning. It means that we really, really need to be there for her. We really need to be in good communication with her and be in good communication with the school. We are still home educating, whether she's going to school or not. That won't stop. And that is a goal that we've talked about as a family as well, that we are all still part of this learning process, no matter where we're learning. So how about you? I'm really curious to hear your feedback, your comments. Have you ever experienced this? If so, what was your reaction? And how did it go for you? What did your kids say? Or if you haven't experienced this, I'm wondering, what would you do? I'd love to hear your feedback and comments on that. So as you know, you can contact me with your comments, feedback. I'd love to hear from you. You can go to my website, my contact page, or you can message me on Instagram, Honey, I'm Homeschooling the Kids, or on Facebook at Honey, I'm Homeschooling the Kids, or you can message me on my personal Instagram where I share a lot of our home learning journey, our days at Unschooling Robin. So now I want to actually talk about what's coming up this summer on the podcast. Right now, I'm creating a series of episodes for new homeschoolers, and I will release these episodes this summer for those that are getting ready for the new school year. And you know, I still get a ton of questions from homeschoolers or from those thinking about homeschooling or unschooling, and or those that are considering it. And I thought I would actually dedicate episodes in this podcast to Homeschooling 101, getting started and your first year. So I'll address specific questions that I hear or that I get, and I'll share personal stories and examples along with stories of other veterans. I'll also share resources for each step on the show too. So some of the questions that come up quite often that I'll be addressing are ones like, how do I know that my kids are really learning? How do I show what they are learning? How do I create a portfolio or documentation? What is the importance of that? What do I do about the naysayers, about those in my family possibly that I need their support, but they are not supporting me? What do I do just to get set up, just to get started? Simple tips and other things that I found useful as well in our home learning journey. So if you do have any other specific questions that you really, really want answered and you want me to answer in these upcoming episodes, you could also send them in to me. Other than that, stay tuned and thanks for joining me today. Looking forward to hearing from you all. Thanks for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, please share, leave a review or comment. I'd love to hear your thoughts, ideas, and reflections on the episode. You can go to the website, imhomeschooling.com, or email me directly, Robin@imhomeschooling.com.